Today we're going to read from Mark 10, 13, and on the two stories, through 31, leading into Palm Sunday and Easter, and Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Let's read. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him. "Good teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered. "No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, shall not commit adultery, steal, shall not give false testimony, shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." "Teacher," he declared, "all of these I've kept since I was a boy." And Jesus looked at him and he loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." At this, the man fell on his face. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for the rich to enter the kingdom of God?" The disciples were amazed at these words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It's easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." And the disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Then Peter spoke up, "We have left everything to follow you." "Truly I say to you," Jesus replied, "no one has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in the present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, along with the persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first." I love the whole idea here of family. And that's kind of the point that where I want to focus this morning. That the kingdom comes when and how we least expect it, as Jesus shows here. And I'm determined to help Christians stop wounding other Christians, to help Christians stop running off those who are seeking, who are not yet Christians, or to help Christians who are Christians on Sunday, but then on Monday, something else happens. So there are two different, very different stories here to describe the kingdom. And yes, I mean, we could easily say that to be like a kid, the purity and the innocence and the honesty and all those things, that's the way we're supposed to be, right? But as an adult, you mix in work and marriage and relationships and family, is it really that easy? I do believe that there are times we find ourselves desperately dependent on the Creator, on the Heavenly Father, like a child, given certain circumstances. That's for another topic. Now, I've encountered this text many times, and again, I'll just say that I see the idea of family. It keeps growing on me that here we have children, then we have a rich young ruler who obviously has a family. Then Jesus and the disciples, they're a family. He addresses them as children. And then the bigger picture, what does it look like for you and me to actually enter into the kingdom of God, God's family? So if you're listening, there's just one last thing to get out of the way, that Jesus wasn't telling this rich young ruler to be poor or even to give up everything. We know that because towards the end, we read about investing in the kingdom has a great return, that there's great treasure to be had. So there's no losing in the giving to the kingdom. So let's focus on this instead. Could it be that Jesus is simply teaching that we should be able to see or acknowledge the kingdom in our daily life more often so that we can access God? You know, this is brilliantly done by Jesus here, and I know every one of us can relate. The disciples can't see the kingdom in the kids, and they wrongfully see the kingdom in who? The rich young ruler. What's the point here? Well, I've already said it, that often the kingdom comes when and how we least expect it, that the kingdom has come in all of these sorts of little moments that we have that we can acknowledge and that we can see. Why? So that we can participate daily, little by little, not a lot by lot, like the rich young ruler thought he could do. That's just impossible. Disciples ask, well, then who can be saved? And Jesus addresses them as children. With man, this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible. You know, the Cat in the Hat says, it's fun to have fun, but you have to know how to have fun. We have to know here that God truly wants us to enjoy life. And the way that we enjoy life is to acknowledge that we are living in the kingdom. And Jesus says over in Matthew 11, in the Message Bible, are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I love that because God is offering a partnership, as Paul says in the Bible. Not just what must I do to enter into the kingdom, get all these things in a row, but rather what must I do to see and to acknowledge and to participate and to experience in God's world today. And not to get this wrong, when we do that, God will be the one doing and we'll be the ones being. Verse 13, people were bringing their children. So obviously there were parents and grandparents there. God designed the family. What does the kingdom look like in your family? Does your child or grandchild look at you and think that you have it all together and the kingdom has fully come? That you're the rich young ruler? Or do they see God and His love in little moments as they glance over at you or as they interact with you? Jesus came in a manger, not as a king, but He came as a kinsman redeemer, as a family redeemer. Do you see that? So Jesus is inviting us to see and to acknowledge Him much more than to just know about Him or to know Him. To participate in the kingdom of God is very childlike, experiencing these moments, supernatural moments with God. Maybe you have a prayer that you've been waiting to be answered. How about acknowledging that it actually is being answered? That's just one example. The disciples were learning here that as Jesus was about to go give His life, that He was helping them see God's unshakable and incredible, exciting way of life, that His kingdom is like the children. And so I hope that helps you this morning to have a great week. God bless.